This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Welcome to Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Sean Bellett. It's a time for anniversaries, Hillsboro's bicentennial's coming up in a couple of years. Montgomery County's holding their bicentennial celebration this year. And another celebration, a centennial, set to take place for the Litchfield Country Club. They're in their 100th year of operation. I recently had a chance to talk to Chris Short. Well, folks, it's a big anniversary this year. The 100th anniversary celebration is getting underway for the Litchfield Country Club. And I'm here talking with Chris Short about the past, the present, and the future. Chris, thanks for stopping by. Or I guess I'm the one who stopped by.
Yeah, thanks for coming out.
Actually, on location here. Yeah. 100 years, it's not easy to get there. And this has not always been under the same business model. You were just showing me the pictures and the origins of this country club. This was the classic company town, company-only country club, as opposed to general public could become members.
So next year, 2022, will technically turn. We'll have our 100th birthday. This year, we're celebrating the 100th year of operation, though. We're pretty excited about it. So if you think back 100 years ago, ARCO, which was the radiator company just across the way there, they decided that they needed a golf course for their folks to come to and thought it would add something to the community and to their business value proposition to the employees and such. And so they built a country club right here where we're sitting. And 100 years later, you know, they were making decisions on where it was going to go 100 years ago. And 100 years later, we're sitting here trying to make decisions on where it's going to go the next 100 years. So, pretty neat to think back, think about kind of their thoughtfulness for the employees and to put something like this out here on the southeast corner of Litchfield. And we're happy to be a part of it. Wish we could go back 100 years and tell them what it was going to become, you know. Talk to them about where it came from and what it has become so far.
Well, then you had to break the bad news to them about radiators.
That
could have been a teary-eyed little event, but you know, time moves on.
The radiator company's gone, but they left a lasting legacy through the country club. So one of the two worked out for them, I guess.
Well, looking at country clubs, I think there are a lot of misperceptions. I think I've learned a lot about country clubs over the years. I know some people, it's like they just picture well-off guys and cigars leaving the family behind and golfing, and there may be those moments, but that's not what it's all about day to day. It's like busy people with busy lives, and you look at the golf course and the swimming pool. This is something I would imagine as a very big family element. What do people get wrong about country clubs and this one in particular?
Yeah, I think, you know, and the traditional view of the country club, kind of as you described it, you know, guys with big cigars and such, and maybe that's still a thing in some places, but definitely not out here. You know, would I be a member here if it was just me? Yes, because I like men's league. I like coming out, hanging out with the guys and having the good food in the restaurant and having a drink afterwards and such. But honestly, over half the reason we're members out here is the fact that my wife loves coming out and playing in the Monday night women's league. Our kids just love the pool. So we come out here, they're in the pool. They like riding around on the golf cart. My wife and I aren't the greatest golfers ever, and it seems so far that's fallen to our kids as well, but they like, you know, hacking at the ball and enjoying that. And I think that goes for everybody. I think that, you know, that perception of the old guys with the big cigars, you know, maybe that's a thing of the past. I don't know. It hasn't been a thing of my past. I'm 34 and been coming out here as long as I can remember. And the, just a lot of great family interaction, community interaction. There are a lot of folks that are business leaders among the community that do a lot of good in the community and support the community. And then there's also a lot of young families like ours that just enjoy coming out here and playing around out here. We got a nice playground out there that a lot of folks don't know about that our kids go to and run around. Just good, safe, clean fun. You know, I see a lot of people talking about, you know, there's not a lot of places for kids to go and hang out in our small towns anymore. Well, we bring our kids out here and we'll sit up top and have a couple drinks and dinner. And when the kids get done with dinner, it's a let them go. They might come down to the basement if it's not real nice out and run around down here and play pool. They might go outside and play on the playground. They might go swimming. So, yeah, I think, you know, we have a lot to offer. And folks without families, the social environment out here is great. I mean, just happy people doing happy things. You know, everybody, whenever you're out here, it's, you know, business is off and socializing and having fun is on. And I think that maybe that's one thing that folks miss. To your point, a lot of people think it's the business owners and such, and they're out here conducting business. And while there are a lot of business owners that are members, definitely not a business environment when you're out here. It's, you know, everybody's out here to have a nice time and enjoy themselves. So.
Well, it's interesting, the golf business. It seems like it may not be as bad here. I mean, some places, I know there was an explosion of golf courses at one point, and it doesn't seem like there's as much cannibalism, per se, in this, let's say, 25-mile radius as opposed to if you go 30, 40 miles north. Just how healthy is the golf business at this point?
Yeah, we, you know, we've struggled, you know, as any club has in the past. Currently, though, the last 5 years have really been strong for Litchfield Country Club. We continue to see clubs kind of shift directions, close up, you know, just down the road there in Staunton. We recently saw a sell-off there, which is, you know, hopefully they come back strong. We like to think of ourselves as partners to all the surrounding clubs, and we all have a little something different to offer. But during the 2009 recession, I guess you can call it, we had a downturn on some membership, and the struggle became pretty real about 2012. Did a revamp in the kitchen, did a revamp with some of the board, and they really took a different direction, started offering some junior memberships and some different social membership groups there. And really since then, 2015 on, we've had a lot of good success out here. And it's not built from the board, it's not built from the amenities, it's, you know, the membership has really just stepped up. We've had a strong membership, we've had a lot of folks come on board, junior members, which are, you know, the younger generation that are really building this club. We've partnered with the high school with a golf pass, so we, you know, the Litchfield High School uses the Litchfield Country Club as their home course, so we created a golf pass where anybody that's on that team can come out here during the summer, get in some practice. We're really just trying to diversify. I would say that the golf business in general, I think there's been some struggles the last decade between the recession and with COVID happening, that, you know, it didn't put us under, but we had a tough year last year. We were, you know, way off on revenue like a lot of businesses, but, you know, the members stuck with us. We, you know, we were able to keep some dues coming in and keep the lights on as much as we could. And I like to think that we've gotten some of the hard times in the past 10 years behind us, and we're looking for a good clean 5 or 6 years here where we can make strides and continue adding some amenities. You know, we have the swimming pool, we have the clubhouse, and we have the golf course. We have a lot of side amenities too, as far as, you know, we have private club sheds, so people can have their own carts out here, which is great because the clubhouse doesn't have to be open to get a cart to go golf. So they can golf basically, you know, 12 hours a day or whenever it's light out, they can go golf. We have the playground. We've added a pavilion outside, a fire pit outside. We've cleared some land. We're looking at adding a formalized driving range. We've talked about upgrading our playground equipment, doing a deck expansion for more outside seating. That was kind of thanks to the COVID situation. We decided, you know, we really need some good local to the restaurant area outside seating there. So I think as long as we continue to kind of diversify and look at, you know, what can we offer the members and what's our value proposition to a member, you know, they're giving us money for a membership. What do we have to offer them? And the members always step up and give us great ideas too. I think as long as we keep doing that, the outlook's good. 100 years is a long time, but I'd say the next decade's looking pretty good right now. And we're pretty happy with where the country club sits right now.
I had a conversation with the mayor I thought was fascinating, and one of the things he talked to me about was all of the social clubs that have just vanished in Litchfield. And I think of people, you know, will look down the road, one of the keys, I think, to longevity and enjoying life is getting out and seeing people. And we'll see what happens. I mean, obviously, especially after COVID, with all the technology, people seem more and more happy in their own four walls and binge watching. Yeah. But there are a lot of people that don't operate that way. Social animals, and with when you have those organizations that have gone, this really seems to be an important outlet where you're going to have locked in social engagement, because you know friendships are different, life's different, and you change jobs, and sometimes you, when you build friendships around jobs, those things come and go. This is a great place, it seems, to have those lasting friendships where you're going to see people. If you're going to stay, if you're going to be a member for years, 10, 20, whatever.
Yeah, actually, you know, my friend Eric Hyen, they weren't members out here when we were kids. He's now on the board as well. And it's funny, we were talking about, you know, when did you first start coming to the country club? And while they weren't members, he came out with us quite a bit to swim in the pool and play a game we used to call Dibble Dabble, where you had to find the golf tee. It's a classic to anybody that grew up swimming out here at the country club. And you're right. You know, a lot of the people that are members out here now, you know, a lot of us are in our 20s, 30s, 40s. We all swam and played golf, and we'd ride our bicycles out here. And you know, every once in a while, maybe run up our parents' tab with hot dogs and sodas when we weren't supposed to. But no, we all had a lot of fun out here as kids. And now we're back here with our kids doing it again. And many of us have moved away and come back and changed jobs and done all those things you're talking about that can alter your relationships. But we find ourselves back here at the country club, having a nice time. And I don't think it's specific to Litchfield Country Club. To your point, it's any club, any social engagement. You know, we got the Moose Lodge here in town. We got other places that you can go and still have those same interactions. And I think you're right. I think that as these continue to roll up, you know, we kind of lose these outlets where we need to go out and make these lifelong friendships. You know, I'm just hoping kids are active enough. My kids are 7, 4, and 2. I hope when they're teenagers, they're pedaling their bicycles out here and swimming in the pool. And, you know, hopefully I get out here one day and have a $20 tab I didn't know about for hot dogs and sodas and Reese's cups. But yeah, there's a lot to be said for getting out here with other folks and having a nice conversation and learning a little bit about what's going on around the community and opportunities for you and your family and parents and such to engage with other people.
Well, I think I talked about adults there to start that off, but yeah, kids. I mean, not only nice to get them away from the joystick or controller, and no joystick, I'm talking like the dinosaur that I am, but getting away from the video games and, you know, YouTube and everything and getting them out and getting a little exercise and socializing. And that not only is, I think, good for their development health-wise, but I have to think a big boost, you know, in the future in the workplace when you're when you actually have a kid who actually has experience with social skills and they're away from the screen, it's a beautiful thing for your kid's development as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, my wife's she's a fourth grade teacher here in town, and we talk about that stuff, you know, the stuff that you can't teach out of a textbook. And there's a lot of it, and I've been fortunate enough to work in some management roles throughout my career. And whenever you're hiring folks, it's, you know, you always notice how often they were able to get out and interact and answer the tough questions. And to my 7-year-old son, you know, a tough question is, hey, how have you been, from some guy that they barely know at the country club? And just those little interactions are those interactions that, you know, that might not mean much to them, but to your point, getting out here and talking to people and somebody asking them how their day went and you know, what would you like to drink? You know, making some decisions at a young age and not sitting in front of that screen all day, I think is very important. And we're blessed in Litchfield to have a facility like this that allows them to get outside, get some fresh air, swim, play golf, talk to folks in the clubhouse that they normally wouldn't interact with. So, yeah, definitely a lot of learning opportunity out here as far as those non-textbook skills and non-video game interactions. So,
well, I'll tell you, in the country club aspect too, I think of recent headlines, Shutt leaving town. All indications are that's going to happen here, phased in through the months of this year. You look at filling space, and you look at drawing top medical personnel, keeping them. This is an important issue, and I think well, economic development, you know, when some CEO or some decision maker comes through town, and this is one of the things, you know, well, how would I spend my free time? And this is a big part of the puzzle. And like you said, other communities have lost it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think Litchfield's had maybe a little bit of downturn in some of the industrial space, to your point, you know, with the Afinia, Dana Brakes leaving town there a while back, and then, you know, hearing about the shuts, you know, it's not closed yet, but, you know, it does look like that's in the works, so that's a shame. But, yeah, there's space to be filled, and I think that lifestyle, you know, what's the lifestyle of Litchfield look like? And I work for a corporation that's based out of Chicago, but, you know, our facility is here in Litchfield. And with the facility being here in Litchfield, I, you know, whenever the corporate folks are in town, I like to let them know, yeah, we got a nice lake, we got a, you know, a good country club, we got some nice parks out there, and let them know that, it, you know, there's a lot to offer for a small town. There's the, you know, current group, the LUC group in town here, looking at the YMCA, you know, in partnership with the hospital, which could be a big step for our community. You got the school district, I think, is doing a great job of looking at new elementary schools. You know, a few of our schools are dated, and so, you know, when folks come in and they land a nice job here, I know Allscripts has a lot of good jobs here in town. Whenever they're landing jobs in Litchfield, we hope that we have the amenities to bring them to town and have them buy into our community and purchase a house. And when, quite frankly, when people are looking at jobs that currently live in Litchfield, we hope that we have enough here to retain them in our city. So, no, I think that the Litchfield Country Club obviously offers something for that conversation. And I think that, you know, a few different aspects of it are, as we've already talked, the social side. And then also just what do you do in your free time, whether you're out talking to folks or not, you know, the golfing aspect. Then, you know, we also have several full-time employees here that are great employees that, you know, we're proud to have and happy to be able to offer good positions. So we come into play in a few of those different aspects of that.
Well, a thing that struck me, I've seen where some country clubs are 7 or 8 miles out of town. So it's somewhere you go at the end of the day, or you have enough clout at the workplace, you can carve out time. Not everybody has that. The fact that you're in town, but it feels like you're out of town, just by a matter of a few blocks, you feel like you're out in the country. It seems perfect for somebody who just wants to get out of the office or get out of their situation over just the lunch hour.
Yep.
And that seems to be another benefit that you can't put a price tag on.
Absolutely. You know, we're out here during my lunch break. You know, I work just basically down Tyler. So, you know, it's a 4 or 5 minute drive over here. You can hang out for a half hour and get back to work in a reasonable amount of time. I know people that'll come out, you know, Thursday men's league will be coming up and they'll come out here, they'll get an hour for lunch. They'll come out and play a couple holes and kind of loosen themselves up on Thursday at lunch and then come back out in the evening for the league. So you're right. You know, that it was originally put here 100 years ago because of ARCO, because this is, you know, next to their facility, but what a great spot for it. You know, ARCO might be gone, but we're so fortunate to have this location, to your point, so much closer to town than a lot of the other clubs that are out there.
Well, one of the most important questions, what can we say to someone who might be interested in becoming a member about the process or who to contact, what have you?
Yeah, we have a fairly active Facebook page. So we, you know, the last year was a little slow with COVID. We weren't overly ambitious on promoting anything, as is our future was uncertain at the time. But no, they, you know, look us up on Facebook, call out to the club. You can send us an email at litchfieldcountryclub@gmail.com. But, you know, we have a lot to offer for a lot of different people. And I think that comparably, definitely compared to other clubs in the area and clubs throughout Illinois, our rates are extremely competitive, some of the best around. And we do offer some nice things like the Buddy Pass, where if you and another person sign up, you only pay half of a full membership. And we prorate everything. So if somebody signed up now, they would only pay for the back 8 months of the year. So they would only pay 2/3 of the annual membership. So, yeah, we're always welcoming new people. You know, 100 years ago, they had 52 charter members. Now we're up over 200 members. So we've grown a little in the last 100 years. I like to think that we're going to make it another 100 years, but we'll see where it goes. I won't be around to see it, but maybe they'll have this recording and they can play it back. Hey, 100 years ago.
Unless they come up with some new medical technology.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we're talking to a 134-year-old.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to make it, but maybe.
Oh,
we'll
my
see.
Word. Well, and the thing that stands out to me is, yes, this is a nice place, but if you don't have a Beamer in the garage, or you don't have a top-of-the-line Lexus, I know some country clubs where if you don't have that in the garage, if you don't have the right set of cufflinks, you're going to be a little skittish about walking in.
Yeah.
This is not that place.
Not here, no. I'm currently in jeans and work boots and feel like I fit right in. So, no, we're a working man's country club for sure, working men and women's. And we're happy to have members of all styles. You know, that's what makes us go round, young, old, wherever they fit in the spectrum of life, we'll happy to have a conversation and let them know what we have to offer. I think that that's one of the benefits of this country club, is the fact that you're not out here for business. You're out here for fun and pleasure and to enjoy your time.
Well, Chris Short, of course, we always appreciate your family. I know. When you talk about business, what did you learn from coming out of that family and what they've done here in Litchfield over the years?
Yeah, no, my parents have had a good run, thanks to all the customers and communities around Litchfield. I've learned a lot. I think I'm fourth or fifth generation, so great, great, great grandpa would have started it right after the Civil War in 1870 over in Neoga, Illinois. Would have been the first Votaw Furniture, and then married into the Short family from there. And they've had quite a run. Just like the country club, it's interesting we think about the recession in 2009 and COVID being such a big deal. Man, those guys have been through world wars and a Great Depression, 20 years after this year became a club. They're heading into World War II and we're on some tough times. So, no, the furniture store has been blessed to survive some tough times, too. It looks like they're going to make it through the COVID pandemic and keep trucking along. So we're 150 years in at the furniture store. And now Dad's he's done a lot. I was fortunate to grow up in that environment where, the parents went to work 6 days a week. It's retail, and a lot of people with food and retail stores know that lifestyle. You get out of school and you ride your bike up to the furniture store. You don't ride it home. You do your homework there at the office, and that's the world you live in. But
and you're always comfortable. That was the key.
Always comfortable. That's right. Yeah. You want to get comfy while you do homework, you just grab a new lazy boy and sit down and go to work. So no, yeah, we've been fortunate to have a successful business here in Litchfield. They moved over, I think about it, they moved over here in 81. And so my dad would have been 29 and my mom would have been 26. I just think about that. I'm 34 now and I feel pretty young in the business world. And I just think about moving over to a new town. They were, fortunate enough to have my grandpa helping them out of the Neoga store to get their feet on the ground here. But no, there's a lot of, good family local businesses. The country club here isn't necessarily like a family owned, it's member owned, but it's owned by families and it's owned by the community. And it's really neat to just kind of look back at the history. 100 years ago this was going on, 150 years ago our furniture stores were getting their start. And it's nice to see some longevity. You hear about so many clubs, to your point earlier, and family owned brick and mortar stores rolling up. And I'm very fortunate to be able to sit here on the board at the country club 100 years later and be, part of the family with the furniture stores 150 years later. So they've had a good run, that's for sure.
Well, and I'll close with this. Quite a survivor, this club, as you mentioned, recession, COVID, a fire 30-something years ago, and the death of the radiator company. It's a great tale.
Yeah, it is. It's really a good tale. I'd like to, we have some documents up on the walls that are fun to look at, and some of the old pictures of the original log cabin clubhouse back in 22. And then they had the newer clubhouse that burnt down in 90. And then this, the one that we're in now, was built in 91. So I'd like to you know, we should really put together a book over this coming year as we approach our 100th birthday and put together all the different things that have happened, because, you know, COVID seems like a big deal to us now, and it is in the present, but they've dealt with a lot of COVIDs over in the last 100 years, a lot of recessions and blips here and there, and they survived. So we're happy to be a part of it, the board and the employees and the members here, and we're looking forward to leaving a legacy for our kids as well.
Well, they were wise enough to wait until after the Spanish flu to
that's
open
right.
this up.
That's right. Just after. Yeah, right after it. Let's wait a couple of years.
Let's just do one pandemic. Yeah. We'll do that. We'll save that for a century from now.
That's right.
Well, Chris Short, I appreciate your time. And yeah. All the best during this big year for the country club.
Thank you. Yeah, we're looking, hopefully things continue to open up here and we get our social events and tournaments of the past back on schedule this year. And we're happy with where we're at. And I think we have a good future ahead. And anybody that wants to be part of it, you know, look us up and we'll keep on cruising along here.
And you'll find audio from the cutting room floor, so to speak, as we'll have an extended version of this interview available on WSMIRadio.com.